Hello there, Lee Sobot at the Yorkshire Evening Post here from Elland Road, where the Tuesday night clash against Everton has ended in a 1-1 draw. Plenty to talk about. First and foremost, really, when the topic of a Leeds United striker, the club's striker options, is really at the forefront of everybody's minds at the moment. Leeds lost Rodrigo to injury midway through the first half, a shoulder injury, so really that's the headline here, and we'll wait and see how long he's going to be out for. It didn't look good for him with his shoulder, so he was taken off. Leeds were already 1-0 down at that point after an Anthony Gordon opener. Strange sort of goal, really, because Lewis Sinisterra attempted to intercept a clearance as Everton were attacking. But the ball went straight back to Everton, through ball for Gordon. Llorente made a bit of a hash of trying to clear it, and it was a fine finish from Gordon to convert that pass to Lemelier. Leeds, though, came back, obviously, after that setback with Joe Gelhart coming on and not Patrick Bamford to replace Rodrigo after he went off injured. Chances for both sides, really, but it was 10 minutes after the break when the equaliser went in. An absolutely brilliant strike from Lewis Sinisterra on his full league Leeds United debut. He already looks like a very, very good signing, arguably Leeds' best player on the evening. Came off midway through the second half, still won't be 100% match fit after his hamstring injury during the summer, but some lovely touches and a strike very reminiscent almost of the Rafinha one against Everton. Working space on the edge of the box and firing into the bottom corner past Jordan Pickford, who was a real thorn in for Leeds United side this evening. Some great saves from Pickford, various chances for Leeds to win the game. But Everton had chances too, and Melier made a very, very good stop at the other end to keep out Patterson. So one of them that could have gone either way, really. But I just think a big feeling, really, that although it's a point for Leeds, probably a feeling that they would have wanted three here and could have got three and probably should have got three. Everton had seven players out, if you include Mope, who couldn't play because ultimately he signed on Friday, but bank holiday Monday was a bank holiday, so that meant that basically he didn't sign in time. So it felt like a good opportunity to beat Everton this, and obviously Leeds have had to settle for a point. So it's 8 points so far for the start of the season, which is a pretty good return, it has to be said, but definitely a feeling that they could have amassed more when you think about this game and also the Southampton one. But it's on to Brentford next. Before that comes the end of the transfer window, 11 p.m. on Thursday. But you know, lots of talk about Leeds needing a striker. I think the sense was is that probably nothing would happen. It obviously tried to get to Ketelaer, which didn't happen, waiting for the right player and whatnot. But obviously remains to be seen how long Rodrigo's out for, and we'll wait and see whether that changes plans in the transfer window. So it's going to be a really busy few days, that's for sure. Brentford, a very, very good side. That'll be a very hard game down there. But 8 points, it's a point, another point for Leeds. Probably should have been three, but on we go to Brentford. Cheers for now.